face value. I collect cold, dead presidents in a red woven basket, their flattened faces embossed onto coins. I have presidents made of paper too, but burn through them fast, so fast these days. It's not the slow movement of change, passing stranger to stranger, dreamer to dreamer, each coin, a bit of promise, an American story. I like when my presidents appear like a glimmer of hope on the street. I like finding a Lincoln, brightest of brights, to be tossed into a fountain to wish my fears away. I like my presidents best when pressed into service of wishing wells and gumballs. Still need a George on occasion, if not so much. Now the meters downtown take a card. I like the way George operated. A leader not too proud to walk behind Adams in the first demonstration of a transfer of power. Everything precedent until it wasn't. So much remains unprecedented until it doesn't. It's the law that only the dead shall be coined. The reasoning self-evident. We have no kings, no blessed leaders. A figure must be historical to be coined by the U.S. Mint, though ideals have not stopped the garish from minting themselves. In remembrance, I shake our real change now and again, watch our presidents shift hard to the left and the right, like a small demonstration of plate tectonics. I let my dead presidents pile up until they grow heavy, beg to be taken to the coin machine at the bad Safeway up the street. I like taking up a handful to serve to the machine. My fee-fi-fo-fum, come smell the skin oil, the metallic, come hear the onomatopoetic, the ringing of our metal as it slides.